In Washington's capital city, the county auditor was prepared for a rush on the day same-sex marriage became legal. Instead, it felt like business as usual. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins found just one couple getting their marriage license.
Deborah Delaney and Diane McGee dressed warmly. They brought an umbrella. They figured they'd be waiting out in the rain to get a wedding license on day one.
Then we just walk right in. It was nice, but I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted the party.
That's Diane. She's retired from IBM. Deborah works for Amazon. They've been together 16 years. In 2004, the couple stood in line in San Francisco to get married. But as they waited, the California Supreme Court intervened.
Never made it in the door.
Yeah, the line was long.
They stopped. But we had a lot of fun.
Deborah didn't think Washington voters would uphold the state's new same-sex marriage law. Now she actually holds a license that allows her to join in lawful wedlock with Diane.
I think when I saw this is when I went, oh, it is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No.
In 16 years.
The couple planned to celebrate with a mimosa brunch, and then Deborah had to go to work. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Excited as they are, Deborah and Diane say Washington's law is just another stop on a long road. Turns out Diane has a daughter in Virginia who's in a same-sex relationship, but they can't get married there. They also hope President Obama will lead an effort to have the federal government recognize same-sex married couples.